get to the level, the hakara, the knowledge, kichol ma david rachmano letov of it. That everything that happens comes from Hashem with enormous love, and then it's good for us. That's where He wants us to get to. To live with that understanding. That's the essence. That's ketochen. That's the essence of ketochen. So that's avoider. That's not something you wake up with one morning. You decide you're going to have ketochen, so you wake up and now you got ketochen. Doesn't work that way. This is hard work. But it's not a side issue. This is fundamental. It goes to the core of what it means to be a Jew. That's what the whole of Shema is about. And that's what he said. We said this yesterday. Yesod kol ha-Toyre hu kesha ave im boiro ilam. All 612 mitzvahs are there to bring you to one mitzvah, Ahavas Hashem. Shkoch, thank you. Kan aleinu lahovin inyan amok v'chashuv. At this point, we need to stop and understand something very deep and very important. Parsha Shnia shel Kriya Shema, the second parsha of Kriya Shema, which we said is Kabbalah shel mitzvahs, lo muscha u'machol mo'edechem. It only says levavchem v'nafshachem. In the first parsha, it says b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshachem b'chol mo'edechem. In the second parsha, it goes from singular to plural. And it leaves out Mo'adecho, Mo'adeichem. It's not the first person to notice this. Mefolshim speak about this. According to what we've been saying up to now, we can explain this very nicely. Chazal dolshu al aposet b'chol Mo'adecho. This is Chazal. How do Chazal learn u'chol Mo'adecho? Because mida u'mida shuhu moided l'cho havi moided lo b'mo'id mo'id. Mo'adecha means many things. It means v'kol mida, with every measure, with every sign that Hashem is moided, you tests you. Have a moided lo, you have to have a korosatov, you have to say thank you, b'mo'id mo'id, very much. It's all in the word mo'idecho. Dagazu shall avoid us Hashem b'kol mo'edecha hi daga gavur b'yoseh v'afilu yaseira al dagas b'kol nafshecho. What would you say is a higher level of avoider? B'kol nafshecho b'kol mo'edecha. No, Chazal's pirush of b'kol mo'edecha. What's a higher level? B'kol nafshecho, that you're prepared to give up your life for Hashem, or b'kol mo'edecha? Shav mo'ed lo b'mo'ed mo'ed akol midah v'midah shu mo'eded l'cho. What's a higher level? Sorry? Moidecha sounds like money. It's with money. We're talking about the Chazal that asking it this way. Other Pshati said, we're not asking you. He says, Nafshecho. Any other votes? Moidecha. The Muskol Rishon, I would say, Nafshecho. I would say, Nafshecho. But if you think about it a little bit more, we'll see a very important nekuda here. Daga zoi shel avodas Hashem b'chol mo'adecha hu daga gavur b'yoseh v'afilu yaseir al dagas b'chol nafshecho. First of all, it's a very high level. Very high level. And it's even greater than the daga b'chol nafshecho. Shechei amavez bal kiddush Hashem hu chad pami. How many times can you give up your life for kiddush Hashem? To the best of my knowledge, once. Because once you've done it, that's it. V'ulachayim al kiddush Hashem, but to live al kiddush Hashem, kabbalis yisurim ba'av, kaim b'kol etz b'kol rego. It's a long, ongoing process. If a person knew he was going to die in 24 hours, he could probably be a tzaddik for those 24 hours. To be a tzaddik for 24 hours, most people could do. To be a tzaddik for 60 years, 70 years, 80 years, 3 months, the local kachpashut. You're giving up smoking, they tell you you only have to give up smoking for 1 day. Everybody could give up smoking for 1 day. You've got to stop for 1 day. Everybody stops for Shabbos, everyone stops for Yom Kippur. Tell them I've got to stop smoking for 6 months? No one can do that. That's why it's 1 day at a time. Yeah, you have to con yourself into 1 day at a time.
And the non-from wealth, the opposite. You've got 24 hours to live, everything's out the window.
Because I don't know what they're living for. They never went to bed at night with a question on their lips. What am I living for? My chavos of olamo. Nachon? This is a very high level and much higher than Bekol Nafshecho, and that's why it's only written the Parsha Rishonei Bani Oiskim B'Kabbalah Samalchus Shemayim. It only belongs in the world of Kabbalah Samalchus Shemayim. Ha'adam ki lo'im ala atzmoy. Because he says to himself, I'm not Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs. Claim of a poil, and then I'm a suga l'kaimo. Kicheshka sayetze, mastira badi. I can't keep Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs as a kasheli. Whatever the eight horror draws in the sugar, I got this taiva, I got this worry, I got this esechadas. As in Achinami, my kiyum mitzvahs doesn't look like it should look. Ach ein ze soises kabbalos al malchus shemayim shelitiye bekol hashleimus. That doesn't prevent the kabbalos al malchus shemayim being bekol shleimus, even though it sounds like a stira. The parsha rishonei b'shiifoisai. In Parsha Yishonah, talking about Mashifas, talking about what I want, what I'm yearning for, who I am. And I'm a Kabbal al Atzmi al Malchus B'Shleimus. I'm a Kabbal Malchus B'Shleimus. Sham ani I'm a Kabbal B'daitu B'Sichli Kol Mideh V'Mideh Shakorosh Bochu Moidedli. There I'm a Kabbal, in the ideal I'm talking about, in my Seichel, everything that Hashem gives to me, I'm thanking Him, I know it's good for me. How does it look in practice, in actualization? That's where the inner recesses of a Jewish neshama is bound with very thick ropes to Hashem with love. Together with this, he's trapped in the trap of the Yetzer. He's mamish in the Yetzer's prison. He was yearning and wants to get out of it. It's revealed and known in front of you, Hashem, that I want to do your rotzon. Tell me one person here that tells me I don't want to do the rotzon Hashem. When the person doesn't avail, he's doing because he wants to not do the rotzon Hashem. Bring me the person today in this building that's learning Torah, half an hour of that, 1 hour of that, the Shreva Torah Mitzvah says, I don't want to do the Rotzen Hashem. Bring me the guy, I want to meet him. Nobody wants to do the Rotzen Hashem.
So what's Mazid?
I don't know any Mazid. Bring me a Mazid. Tafili, no, I'm not. It could be there were people in the world and there are people in the world. Bring him to me, I want to meet him. Bring me the Mazid. Bring me the Afal PK. Bring me that guy.
Anything that's
power of
me, and
that's
not, they don't do it,
Hashem,
they're just passing time
well,
but doesn't mean.
Oh no, he wants to do the Rotzen Hashem at the Yetzer Hara. Look what it says. Galuv, Umi Ma'akev. What's stopping me? So then do the Rotzen Hashem, what's your problem? So Sheba Issa, the Shibud Malchus. The inner Yetzer Hara and the Shibud Malchus. The fact that we're living under Goyish rule. I don't mean politically, I mean what you breathe in the air is goyish. That's what's stopping me from doing the Rotzen Hashem. But bring me the guy that wants to not do the Rotzen Hashem. Bring him to me, I want to meet him. There was a guy that came to Aisha Torah once. He told the Rosh Yeshiva, I don't need to come to Yeshiva, I don't need to be in Yeshiva because I'm an atheist. Not gave him a hug. He said, come to my office. He said, I've been dying to meet an atheist my whole life. The guy said, what do you mean? He said, well, the definition of an atheist is someone who has proof. There's no God. I want your proof. Then, no, that's not what I mean. I mean, I'm an agnostic. I started babbling. You're an atheist? It means you have proof there's no God? Bring me the guy. I want to meet him. Bring me a guy who has proof there's no God. Wouldn't you want to meet a guy like that? You know, mamash, a watertight proof there's no God? Adia, can you imagine? That's freedom, man.
That's a different.
You're not an atheist. Someone has proof there's no God. Lomas, why is he living like there's no God? Because he thinks. That's double meshugah. That someone doesn't know what he's doing. An atheist, the genuine definition of an atheist is somebody who has a proof that there's no God. That's why he lives without a God. Imagine meeting a guy like that. That's mom's got a tight proof. What a tight proof is not God. Phew. There could never be such a thing. It's not shy for such a thing to exist anyway.
Quite amazing Hashem put that into the Bria, that even though there's maybe no way you can physically prove there's a God, you can bring Tarlis and Kozet, but you actually also can't disprove it. It's quite a...
You can't disprove it, right? You can disprove it.
So there's no mummer left
out. I never said that. I said I want to meet the guy, bring him to me. There were great tanoim or whatever that the mummers would pop up because him, but amazing. I'm not saying that they didn't exist. But bring me the guy today. I want to meet the guy who knows enough Torah today to be an apikoiris. Prop apikoiris. I'm not talking about the you know, someone who's mevaza talmid chacham is also an apikoiris. I'm not saying not. He has all the dinim of an apikoiris. I'm talking about somebody who's lahachis, who's amazed lahachis. Bring him to me. I want to meet. He's an amaretz. He can't be lahachis. To be amazed, he's got to understand all the lochas, understand everything he's doing, and apikoiris. Most people today that are learned are not amazed. Anyway. I'm not saying they don't exist, I just want to meet him. There's no one in this room, that I can tell you. There's no one sitting at this table who doesn't want to do the Rotzen Hashem.
That there's more things that God is only in Shamayim. He can do what they want.
So that's an Amaretz, that's someone who doesn't understand Torah. Yeah, yeah, it's a Greek. Usually it's Taiva. If you ever look, you'll see most of it's Taiva. It's Taiva, there's nothing to do with Seichel. And today, by the way, the Shibun HaMalchus is not the Shibun HaMalchus the way we normally understand it, you know, where you have where you're scared to go daven because you'll get killed, or you learn Torah and the Romans are going to kick down the door and whatever. We don't have those problems today. Baruch Hashem, everybody here managed to get to Shachris today safely without anybody beating him up, you know, without having to, you know, like crawl through bunkers, whatever. We're not learning in caves. Baruch Hashem, the Shibun HaMalchus, that's not the Shibun. The Shibun today is a different kind of Shibun HaMalchus. It's the media, it's the statistics, it's the Narishkat, it's our belief in Goyish wisdom. There's a lot. Chokhmah begoyim tamin, Torah begoyim tamin. We tamin Torah begoyim even today. That's where we go today with the Shibur HaMalchus. The Ika Nisoyim today of ours is Sasor Shabisa. We're fighting our own personal Yetzer Horus. That's where our bet is. Person shouldn't give up and give up the hope and the yearning to get out of the Yetzer Hara's clutches. And chas v'chadila, not to extinguish the flames of our yearning and desire for Hashem. Just because we aren't able to actualize it, we're not matzliach in doing what we're supposed to do, you shouldn't lose the Kabbalah Samachul Shemayim, the Sha'if is the yearning. These are two completely different pashas, two completely different avoiders, and they shouldn't impact one on the other negatively. Perek Yud Aleph Ikfasid Mashicha. Kashem Shavoidus Hayochid, Akol Echad Lahakiris Atzmoy Ladas Miu. Obviously, in the Voidus Hayochid, everybody has to understand who he is, where he is, what he is. Magad Losoy, Matif Kodoy, Umao Adova Yechidi Hami Yechadoto. What's his unique nakuda? What makes him strong? What's his purpose in the world? What's his greatness? What his powers are? What his talents are? So too, on the macrocosmic sense, we have to understand and meditate and try and find out what the unique tafkid of each generation is. Each period, each era, each, we call it a generation, whatever that means, has its unique shlichas. We have to analyze and understand what's this generation's unique tafkid. If we're gonna live with the pre-Holocaust generation's tafkid, then we're gonna use the tools that they had, and we're gonna mess up because that's not where the war front is. The battlefront's not there anymore. The battlefront's somewhere else, and we need to discover what that is and to know what tools to use in that war. And if anybody hasn't noticed, things have changed. maybe it's time you wake up. And I'm not talking about from the Holocaust, you know, I'm talking about from 3 months to today. A generation today, they say 3 months. Eh? A couple of years ago, I heard from a great mashgiach that it's every 3 years. He says he can see the difference between Shir Aleph and Shir Gimel is completely different generation. Today they say it's even happening quicker. Is that whatever it is? Lo mashane. Doreinu hu bal tafkid miyuchad. Our generation obviously has its own unique tafkid. Ulayim miyuchad b'kol ha'doiras hu do'ik v'sed ha'mashicha. What makes it more unique is that it's the final generation. It's the generation that's going to greet Mashiach. Kol ha'simonim ha'shnoim b'masecht ha'soitim iskaimu. All the 15 simonim that describe a terrible, terrible breakdown in society. Terrible, terrible, terrible world. We don't know how terrible it is because we never lived with a world that didn't have those problems. We don't know what it's like to live in a world where you don't have those issues. Aval, it describes a terrible, terrible kakufa. And all of them are b'kaim. V'anachnu oindim v'metzapim b'kol rega b'kol shah ki pitom yavu Ela yecholoi ha'adon asher atem mevakshim. Pitom, like the Chofetz Chaim said, the lights will go on. The lights will go on. That's how you walk into a dark room, you flick a switch, and the lights go on. That's how Mashiach's going to come. Pitom. V'shel yichyedes ado aleinu la'av ola la'mifchan ha'soifi. This final generation, you need to pass finals. When you become a doctor, you write many examinations. Which is the most important? Finals. This is the finals, the last one. The final nisoin before the Gula. In the Yud Gimel Ikrim, number 12, an imamin b'mneshleim b'bibiyas ha-mashiach, v'afal shi afal pi shemit mameya, I believe within b'mneshleim the coming of Mashiach, and even though it delays, im kol ze achakele b'kol yom shiyavu. With this, with the fact that I believe in that Mashiach is going to come and that he's delaying, I'm waiting for him kol yom. Amayin bedvorim alolu mavchin ki lo dai la'am in shiyo vom Mashiach achen yegir. We mentioned this, I think, yesterday. It's not enough to have imunah that Mashiach is going to come. Like all the other ikarim, you have to have imunah. You have to have imunah in tchis ha'maisim. No, there'll be tchis ha'maisim. I have imunah, there'll be tchis ha'maisim. For Bias HaMashiach, it's not enough to have imunah that there'll be Bias HaMashiach. Ela b'naisef lekach hatzpia lavo HaMashiach yichelek bilti nifrad mi'ikra, imunah b'yosef. The waiting for Mashiach is inextricably wound up with the imunah that he's going to come. You can't have imunah that Mashiach is going to come. You're not mekayim the ikra unless you're waiting for him to come. Shekach ne'emah sham, af al pish mitmeh, kom zeh, chakele shayom. That's part of the ikki, is the waiting. No. Yaseirim izu, Arambam Yilchus Malachim, Perek Yud Aleph Kosuf, v'kol mi she'enu ma'amin bo, o mi she'enu mechake lebiyosei, the Rambam in Alocha. Everybody that doesn't have imunah in the coming of Mashiach, o mi she'enu mechake lebiyosei, somebody's not waiting for him to come, Lo b'shah neviim bilvadu koifer. He's not just a koifer in the neviim. Ela b'toyre u'b'moshe Rabbeinu. He's a koifer in the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Both. You have to have imunah that Mashiach is going to come. Well, that's easy. But you have to wait. Mechake l'kol yom. You're not mechake. You have imunah that he's going to come, but you're not mechake. The Rambam's telling you you're a koifer b'toyre.
What does that mean, waiting? We are waiting.
You're asking what is the ghetto of waiting? Okay, good. Okay. We asked that question yesterday, I think, yeah? I think it was yesterday. I don't know why I remember everything being yesterday, because that's about as far back as I can. Yeah. What exactly is, how am I makaim? When do I know that I've makaim today waiting? Okay, good question. So we'll get there. Kloima. Shaham tona v'hatzapir hein ikka v'shoresh b'imunah b'bias ha-mashiach. What this Rambam's telling you is that at the root of our emuna in Birus HaMashiach is the mechake, is the waiting, is the yearning for Mashiach. I mean, it's not enough to have emuna. If you have emuna that Mashiach is going to come, that's not the emuna of that Mashiach is going to come. The emuna that Mashiach is going to come has to have in it the tzipia. V'yeish lavin ma'u ikar tomu b'tzipia v'am tonu l'Birus HaMashiach. Madur misha enu mechake lo nechshav k'koyfe b'toyre. Why? It's all different from all the other 12. The other 12 vikarim. The other 12 vikarim, you have to have imuna. Once you have imuna, you are. That's it. You ma'amin that there'll be tchias amazin. You ma'amin that this. You ma'amin that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is boy romani kol abruim. That's it. Ein dimyun klal. All the things. You ma'amin that's maspik. Why is it? What's unique about Birus HaMashiach that you have to have this waiting? And if not, you're a koyfe b'toyre. When a Rambam atzmoi behemshech dvorov sham mava shemichivin shatayra ida al biyasa shal Mashiach, the Rambam continues and he says that the Torah says there's going to be a b'miyas Mashiach, and he doesn't have imuna in such a thing. Harei koifa, you don't have imuna in b'miyas Mashiach. You're a koifa. You don't have imuna in tchias amaisin. You're a koifa. Besad. You don't have imuna shiakolosh bochus boyru manik the kola brim vo iso isiasa kola masin your kaif. Achadaina inyan tsarich biu. Madurmi shayne metzapele nikra kaif. Why someone is not waiting for Mashiach? Why is he a kaif? Vayru mami bakol libe b'mashikosu b'toresh Mashiach yavo ala shayne mechakalo. He's prepared to give up his life that Mashiach is going to come. So why is he a kaif? Because he's not waiting. Yeter okay. Because Yesh Yudi Shaini Mechake LeBirus HaMashiach Shigol Oto Mitzaroisa. There's a Jew alive today. There's no waiting for Mashiach. Everybody's laughed so glad that no one's waiting for Mashiach. No one thinks Mashiach will just come. When I call her, it's several annoying. There's so much suffering. Who may any rate says she have Mashiach? Who doesn't want Mashiach to come? What's going on here? To answer this question, we're going to look at ourselves. You don't have to answer this. Let's ask the question. Am I really waiting for Mashiach? If I name it Tzapelo Be'emes, I'm anticipating in Be'emes. V'im oyla adaiti shani roi lezokois lekabel is ponov. Do I really believe that I'm fitting? I could stand in front of Mashiach. I'm ready to be makabel pnei Mashiach. When I call out tanoim, amoyrim, asvaroim, agoinim, arishoinim, vachreinim, there were even nevim. Lo zoch levo Mashiach, tzidkeinu lemal shebochui. Itpalalu, betzipu beemes lebiyos or bekol yom. Rabbi Kiva wasn't being mechakelo bekol yom shiavo. The Rambam himself wasn't waiting for Mashiach. So they weren't roi. So I'm roi. If you don't believe that he can come for you, then you're not waiting properly. Nikach ledugmas doyre shomarana beis Yosef Arizal. Let's take the generation of the beis Yosef and Arizal. We're not talking about tanoim and amoroim here. We're talking about achreim. Ein bi khalatayn ul ta'er es khoyt hakadoymim ashay khayfef al ira kodesh tsvat ba is yomim. We have no idea what the city of Tzvat must have looked like in that tekufa. No idea what that. Ba bes kneset achet is kan zulem gedoyle oilam um zu karet. Ha bes Yosef shimes karav. Imagine go to the bes Yosef shul, the bes Yosef's the rov. Hachareidim haya shamash. Who was the shamash? The gabbai was the chareidim. Hamasher elakai Reb Shlomo Alkevetz haya chazan. He had a chazan who was a god lador. Ha'alshich hakodesh shimash kamagin mishorim v'al gabbai moron ariza lakodesh. He had the alshich there, he had the kodesh there, he had a... V'imam oed asoros tzadikim gadoi sh'elin ashe kol laila komu b'chatzo yisakonir b'nefesh mar al golus ashkina. There was an Yidin Tzvat who didn't say Tikkun Chatzos with tears and with bitter wailing. Lamarad kol zois Mashiach lo agir b'doiro. Mashiach never came. Tikkun Chatzos. אם כן, נשאל את השאלה, מדוע בדור יוסם כדורנו אנו מצפים שמשיח יגיע? אנו חשים קוראים לכך? We feel worthy? What have I got to wait for Mashiach for? האם עולה על דעתנו שקיימים דברים שאנחנו מסוגלים להשלים ולתקן באמצעו המסעילם? Do we think there's things that we can be מסכן and complete in this world? מועד שום שמרונה בייסייס וכל דויר הקדושים ותוירים לא יוכלו להשלים ותקן? The בייסייס of his old generation couldn't מסכן, so I'm going to מסכן. If the answer to that question is yes, you don't know who the Beis Yosef was. The Vilna Goyen wasn't waiting for Mashiach. Baal Shem Tov wasn't waiting for Mashiach. Im einenu moitzim siba amitis shebegina Mashiach higale davke bedoreinu. If we can't find a valid reason why Mashiach should davke come now, לחיירי אמונסיינו וציפסיינו לביוסו בכל יום אינו אלה פיטפוט מילים באומה. It must be that our אמונה and our waiting that Mashiach should come is סתם פיטפוט מילים באומה. עלינו למצוא סיבה לכך שדי ציפסיינו תהיה מציוסי ונויבס מאימק אמונסיינו. We have to find a reason why it is that Mashiach will come דווקא in this generation, in order for Muna and our yearning and waiting for Mashiach to come to be real.
What are the criteria for Mashiach one time? What is the criteria?
That's what we have to see. Okay. I mean, the Pashtus is Tshuva. Is Mashiach lo goyim ledor ele Klal Yisrael lo yigoyim in elab alei de Tshuva. That is has to do tshuva, that's for sure. Shad is what's the unique tshuva of this door. He's got 1,000 svarim, you're going to look at them all, yeah.
Shabbos, it was like, gets off the bus and it's 2 minutes to Shabbos. And the kids are crying.